would look in purple lace or in soft blue satin. Does she have a date tonight? My jaw ticks. Is she meeting a secret boyfriend in the rainy city tomorrow? It ticks harder. Does she, oh hell, wear these every day to work under those pantsuits that drive you crazy? And it ticks the hardest. I haul in a breath, trying to locate my moral compass, but it's hard to find right now. I try again with a pep talk. All you have to do is reach for the zipper, pull the teeth closed around one side, then the other. Done. But I don't move. I stand here, stupidly, because all those sexy things are scrambling my brain, taking up all the space in my head now that I know Everly Rosewood wears red lace panties, the color of my dirty dreams. Doesn't matter, I mutter. It really doesn't matter what she wears. Squaring my shoulders, I get ready to perform the most Herculean task. Zip it up. As I reach for the bag, my phone buzzes. Saved by the bell. I grab it from my back pocket at mock speed, grateful for the distraction from a moral dilemma worthy of that vintage board game Scruples. It's a text from my agent, Garrett. Been talking to Thrive about your sponsorship. Need to run some things past you. Let's chat when you return to SF. That has to be good. Why else would he text me late at night? Dude isn't going to text with bad news like saying, you lost your last sponsor less than a week into the season. So clearly this is a good sign. I dictate a reply. Works for me. Maybe I'll even let you take me to that new kebab place on Polk Street and give me the good news. The bubbles dance for a minute, a long minute that should cool me off so I stop obsessing over this bag. Finally, Garrett's reply lands. Don't think I didn't notice you finagling a free meal. And sure, kebabs will do. Just know this, I'm working hard to make this happen. I know you've got plans. I furrow my brow. Well, no shit, that's his job. He always works hard. Doesn't need to tell me that twice. But I'm not his easiest client lately, so maybe this is just his nice guy way of reminding me he's juggling all the broken plates I've thrown his way. So I should take this exchange as a win. Return this bag and crash. Except, what is that scrap of sinful red lace taunting me from the top of the stack of neatly folded blouses in the center of her bag? I shove the phone back in my pocket and then my curious fingers have a mind of their own. One look can't hurt. Fine, one touch. I snatch up the soft strap poking out of the blouses and fish out. What is this? A demi-bustier? A halter half bra? I lift it to get a better view. It's sheer red lace, the color of a cherry, with the daintiest ruffle along the top. Maybe it's a bra of sorts. I don't even know. Then with a new kind of reckless abandon, I reach for the next thing, and the next, and the next, until, what have I done? I've plundered her bag. Yep, I'm a lingerie pirate. This is bad, man. But this is also an opportunity. I smirk as I get to work, neatly folding every single silky item. An opportunity to give her hell. I pack them all back up, except for this little red thing, and head to the door like a good boy. Well, not really, because tonight, I've been a little bit bad.
Chapter 2, You Sexy Little Snoop, Everly. It's official. I am a thief. Crouching back on my heels on the plush hotel room carpet, I steal a whiff of the grumpy goalie's cologne. It's bold and spicy, but strong too, starting with chili pepper and finishing with cedar, and it smells like the kind of guy you can't stop looking at when you go to a club with your girlfriends. That unknowable man with the dark gaze who leans against the sleek silver bar and surveys the scene with cool blue eyes. The man whose stare is undressing you as you dance for him. Someone so cocky you hate yourself for wanting him. I shudder as I close my eyes, catching the final after notes from this sapphire blue bottle. When I open my eyes, I force myself to cap it. Blinking off the heady fog, I set the cologne back down in Max's black travel kit as I stare at the evidence in front of me. A wide-open suitcase that isn't mine. One I didn't shut when I discovered we'd accidentally grabbed each other's bags when we arrived after our flight to Seattle.